Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
What if Mac Brown had finished what he started? This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The two-time Carolina coach is a Hall of Famer, but only for what he did between his stints in Chapel Hill. Brown quickly moved back to Austin, where his success had peaked, in a huff after UNC fired him. A chain of events began, leading us into the most anticipated football game at UNC Monday night. Let's review exactly why. Brown said he wanted to remain the Tar Heels head coach before he bombed out for the third consecutive season by losing a fourth straight time to NC State and squandered what would have been a third winning season in a row after ending his previous two 0-7. Athletic director Bubba Cunningham fired Brown before the last loss to State and embarked on a new coaching search, coming up empty on younger coaches. Brown was a popular mentor to coaches who might not have liked how Mac was let go without a proper send-off. Waiting was six-time Super Bowl champion who wanted to try college football coaching at one of his longtime favorite schools. As Bill Belichick and his general manager Mike Lombardi told UNC brass what he wanted, it triggered a brand new era for college athletics. The proverbial sleeping giant would never have agreed to pay any other coach $10 million a season, plus plenty more to hire who the infamous hoodie needed. That added to the $2.5 million in revenue share for athletes Cunningham had to find. While the Tar Heels are a field goal underdog against TCU, a resurgence in alumni and fan excitement will be on display for the 8 p.m. kickoff on ESPN. Keenan Stadium sold out much faster than Brown ever did, even with a 25% bump in ticket prices. UNC expanded its phalanx of fundraisers who sold signage and hospitality venues like never before, starting with new field logos that will be unfurled before the game. UNC alum Ted Keith penned a comprehensive piece for his Sports Business Journal assignment. Of the Renaissance, Keith writes, everything is being reimagined, including Carolina's place in the football hierarchy. Besides the $20.5 million in revenue share, more is needed to balance the bloated budget. If you can't afford it, it's just a dream, Cunningham said of the untold millions UNC is still raising to pay everyone and everything they have signed up. Not a fundraiser by trade, the last three people Bubba hired are revenue drivers, some with more experience than others, but not in college athletics. Back in Texas, Brown commented on what he left at Carolina and what he thinks is coming. He noted UNC is devoting far more money to football than he had and said Belichick is arguably the best coach of any sport, who has a strong chance to win right away with what they are giving his program. Brown, in a strange way, is responsible for a lot of it. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.